The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Chafem et Alf brings down the din of Rav Huna that behema b'chaya b'cheskes isra menes achivadulcha b'ma nishchata, which means that a behema has a cheskes isra when it's alive, and if you have a suffix in the shchita, we have to assume that the shchita was not good because we follow that cheskes isra, that nothing changed from its status that it was in, and the behema is going to be usher because of the suffix in the shchita. Now, what is the cheskes isra that the behema has? Mechaim. So Rashi says this is an isra evir menachai. Mechaim, the behema is also because of evir menachai. Shchita is what removes that isra evir menachai. So if you have a suffix whether the shchita was a good shchita or not, we put it on its cheskes isra and we assume that that isra evir menachai was never removed. Taisus asks Akash and Rashi. Says Rashi is a pella. How can you tell me that the chazak of here is the isra of evir menachai? Then there's no suffix about that. If you did a shchita, even though we're misubik if the shchita was a good shchita or not, but lamai said the behemah is dead. Once the behemah is dead, there's clearly no longer any isser evim and achai, so that isser for sure went off. So how can you tell me that if you have a suffix in the shchita, it's usser because of the cheskes isser of isser evim and achai, if that isser clearly went off once the shchita took place? So therefore, Taisus argues on Rashi, and he says the isser over here, the cheskes isser, is not the isser evim and achai, but it's an isser of ein zavuach. We learn from the pasuk it says tizbach v'achalta. You can only eat if you shecht, and that's a teaches us an isser that if it's einu zavuach, if you didn't shecht it, there's an isser achila. Besides for the isser evim lechai, besides for the isser novela, there's a new isser of tizbach v'achalta that if it's einu zavuach, if it's not shechted, it's aser because of an isser asay, and that is the isser that was there mechayim. And that isser we don't know if it was removed or not until we know there's a proper shechita. So if you have a suffix in the shechita, it's aser because of the cheskes isser of einu zavuach. But Rashi says that it's evim lechai is very difficult to understand. The chayr that clearly goes off once there's a misa. So what's the pshat in Rashi? So the Achanim answered pshat in Rashi like this: the Shmaitza and Shmaitza. Hey, another Achanim say that Rashi holds of the concept of machzikin me'isser le'isser based on the Gemara. And there's a musig that you could, if you have one cheskes isser and that goes directly into another cheskes isser, and there's never a time of heter, then we consider that a constant cheskes isser, even though the first cheskes isser is off and now a new cheskes isser came, but that's one long cheskes isser. So you have mechaim, you have the isser of evim menachai. As soon as it dies, you have the isser of nevela, if it wasn't a good shchita. So that's considered one long cheskes isser, even though it's two different isurim, evim menachai switching to nevela, but being that it was constantly asa and there was never vade a time when it became mutter, that is considered a cheskes isser, and therefore, like Rashi, if you have a suffix in the shchita, we're going to have to say that it's aser because there is a cheskes isser over here, even though mechaim was evim menachai. Now it's nevela, even though evim menachai doesn't apply, but that cheskes isser of evim menachai goes directly into the isser nevela, and that itself creates a cheskes isser. Taisus doesn't seem to hold of that, and therefore Taisus comes on to the new isser of einu zavuach. Now, why does Rashi not learn like Taisus that it's the isser of einu zavuach? That luchar would be more pasha. You won't have to come on to this chiddush of machzikim isser l'isser. So luchar pshan Rashi is Rashi held like the ritzva brought down by Taisus and Shavuos and Daf Chav Dalet, where Taisus mentions that there's like Taisus says over here that there's a musig of a isser einu zavuach and a behemah which is not shechted, and the ritzva argues, he says there's no such din. There's no din that you're iron isser asay if you eat a behemah which is not shechted, because why would the Torah make such an isser? You already have an isser evim and achai mechaim. You have an isser nevela lachar misa. So why create a new isser for what purpose of einu zavuach that a non-shechted animal is asser? We don't need that. It's anyways going to be asser. So what does it mean? Tizbach v'achalto zokter etzah. That's not an isser. It's not teaching me an isser asay, but it's teaching me a heter. Torah is teaching me that the behema could be mutter through shchita. You need shchita dafka, not nechira. The shchita is able to be matter the isser. So it's a matter, not a mitzvah. Just saying that the isser of nevela will become mutter. This Evim Lechai will become mutter through the Maisa Shchita, but it's not creating a new Isser. There is no new Isser of Einu Zavuach. That's a Shita of the Ritzva. So it's Mistaber the Rashi held like that. There is no Isser of Einu Zavuach, and therefore Rashi had to learn that the Isser is Evim Lechai. And we mainly have to come on to the concept of Machzikim Isser L'Isser to explain why, if you have a suffering in the Shchita, the Behemah will remain Aser.